This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hello, this is Stuart with your motivational moment. I would like to talk to you today about protecting energy. You have to, man, protect your energy at all costs. Don't you know it's a lot of people out here in the world and a lot of people out here that are energy drainers? What do you mean by that, Stuart? I mean that they'll come in and they'll take hold of your energy. They'll take hold of your goodness. They'll take hold of your positivity because they're bringing all this negativity from their lives into your life. And when people bring negativity from their lives into your life, what begins to happen is your life begins to go downhill. And why is that? Because they bring their negativity into your life. They bring it into your spirit. They bring it into everything that you're trying to do. That's why people have to begin to get things together. They have to check situations. They have to check circumstances. It's like if a person, child's father is crazy or the child's mother is crazy. Now you came peacefully into this person's life, but now you got this extra baggage in this extra situation just because you're in their lives and you didn't even do anything, you know, and that's not fair to you as a person because you didn't come in with that intent. You didn't come in with that extra or drama from another individual or person to be able to disrupt your life. You see what I'm saying? Or disrupt the situation or the circumstance at hand. Or if it's like I said, if the woman is crazy, the guy's ex, you know, and then now she's messing up his new woman's peace because she's always at him, you know, because she's just jealous of the new woman. And it's like, okay, but he's not with you anymore. he not with you. He not trying to be with you. He don't want to be with you. He don't even care nothing about you, you know. But you have to protect your energy at all costs. A lot of people are not focused on what they're trying to do in life and the things that they need to accomplish in life. Bro, I'm talking to you right now, man, that you got to focus on your purpose, man. Focus on getting money. Focus on getting yourself out of whatever position you're in right now. Focus on getting to the bag. Focus on your purpose. Focus on whatever you love to do and focus on that. You focused on the wrong thing, man. You just want to run after women all day and all night, and that's not getting you nowhere because you ain't got no money. You're up here bumming. You got to ask women for money. You got to ask women for help. That's a bum. To me, that's a loser. You shouldn't have to ask a woman for anything. You should be able to have everything. Now, I see if you're in a relationship or something, and we all go through setbacks. We all go through hard times and stuff like that. And if a woman is going to hold you down in that particular situation, that's a wonderful thing. But don't start off with her just holding you down already. Like, you haven't been able to hold yourself down. And how old are you? And you haven't been able to get money. I don't care if you moving from job to job because you're figuring out life, but you should have some money. I don't care if it's a little bit of money, something, you know, a lot of people don't have things saved, but they say if you have at least $1,000 saved, your life will feel more secure. You'll walk with more confidence just off of $1,000 saved. Isn't that something? But you have to protect your energy. Protecting energy. Energy is everything. We live off of energy. Our bodies were created from atoms as energy. Everything is energy. We are energy. We move off energy. We breathe off energy. We're living off energy, right? We living off energy. We living off spirit. We're alive and able to wake up every day and breathe and be able to live in this earth because of the energy source that's always going to live forever. Or we wouldn't be able to be alive. Isn't that amazing about this life? About the power of it? You have to protect yourself, man. You can't be great in life and a great person in life if you do not protect your energy. You have to, because I'm telling you, you're not going to be able to get to a particular levels in life if you let the wrong people into your life, because the wrong people always bring you down. The wrong people always bring your life down. And if your life is chaotic right now, you need to check who you're hanging around. You need to check who you're hanging with. If you're not being positive and a positive person, and you beginning to be negative a lot, you need to look who's in your life, who's in your stratosphere, who's the person who's influencing you. Because if your life is chaotic, that means that you don't have any peace. And that's the precious, most precious thing that you can have in life is peace. We all need peace, man. Because peace is unreplaced. You know, you can't replace peace. I don't care if you had $1 billion. But if you're not at peace, it doesn't matter. It doesn't mean anything because we need peace. We need peace, man. You need peace. So you have to begin to not let certain people get you in trouble. A person can get you in trouble. They can be like, hey, man, I'm finna pull up, man. You be like, what's up, man? Oh, man, I'm just gonna pull up. I want you to roll with me, man. Just roll with me. You ride with them, and then you're like, what we finna hit? Oh, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm finna break in this house. I'm finna do this. I'm finna do this. But then you're looking like, dog, why you put me in this situation? I'm not even getting nothing out of it. You put me in this situation for my downfall. And then next thing you know, he get caught up. You get caught up. And now you just was with him, and you wasn't even trying to do things that he was into. But now you both locked up in jail. And you sitting there looking like, dang, man, why you put me in this position? You know, why you put me in this circumstance? Because you was chilling at the crib. You was watching TV, laid back, had you some ice cream. But then you just was trying to look out for a friend that wasn't really looking out for you because they was looking out for themselves. But they got you caught up in a situation. And because you didn't protect your energy, now your energy's in the prison. You see what I'm saying? So you have to begin to really think about a lot of things at times before you do it. And that's all of us. We have to protect our energy, man. If it's just like a female, like who want to talk to a female full of drama? Like always having drama in our life, full of drama, hollering, screaming, all that. I mean, who want that? Like, I don't, because that's just too much. Like, dang, you gotta, yeah, that's how you express yourself. Like, you don't have no kind of self-control. And if a person don't have no self-control, you can't let them be around you, because they not going to listen to nothing you say because they don't have any self-control. They can't control themselves. So anything you say to them, they're not going to be able to take it in because they don't have self-control. And you have to be able to control self. If you're not able to control yourself, then you can't control anything else in life, because you're your biggest you. You know what I'm saying? Like, you was born into this world by yourself, so you have to learn you. And you have to learn your triggers. You have to learn what affects you. You have to learn what doesn't affect you. It's just like I was working, you know, part-time and things like that. And I was asking somebody about a situation and stuff like that. Like, hey, man, you know, I was working at this particular place, making sure I'm protecting the place and stuff like that. The guys were out there, and I said, hey, you live here? Yeah. But then, like, don't walk up on me. I'm like, wait a minute. First of all, I'm asking you, do you live here? Because you're up here making a scene, and you're up here lollygagging. You're in the lot, drinking or whatever you're doing, but you're loud, you're hood, you know. And it's like, I'm just trying to ask you a question because I want to resolve the situation, and you don't have to come at me like that. But it could have turned bad if I, you know, I'm glad I don't have the same anger I had when I was younger, because I'm glad I changed a lot. But I was a little upset because I'm like, bro, man, they just don't know. Like, I can go 0 to 100 real quick, and I just don't really care for real, because I'm a really nice person, but I could be about that life too. But you know, so it's like, don't play with me. But anyway, it's energy. People have bad energy, man, and my energy is good. So eventually, you know, they left and all that stuff, but still, my energy good. You gotta protect your good energy. You can't let bad energy people affect you. And also, you can't be around them. If you ever feel like, say you're at a party, you're at an event, anything, but if you feel like the energy is shifting too much, and you gotta get out of there, you know, because, you know, it's bad energy. I can't be in a, you know, you shouldn't even be in a bad relationship. You wondering why your relationship toxic, because it's bad energy, man. It's bad energy, and you don't need to be a part of that. You don't need to be a part of anything that's causing you to be able to have conflict in your mind and your thoughts and in your spirit. You have to protect your energy, man. Most people who are very successful, they protect their energy. They don't let everybody around them. They don't let certain people in their presence. They don't let people who's going to be able to be negative be around them. I was watching somebody, I forgot who that was, but they were saying, like, I don't even let negative people around me. If you're negative, I'm gonna cut you off. Just exactly. Like, I need positivity around me. They was like, I'm gonna straight cut you off, like, quick, if you're negative, because I don't have time for negativity. I have to have positivity around me at all times, because that keeps your vibrations high. That keeps your frequency high. And we move off vibrations in this world. The world is full of thoughts. Thoughts are going out into the atmosphere in the universe all the time, like every day. And you have to ask yourself, like, what am I speaking? What am I putting out in the universe? What am I putting out here? Good energy or bad energy? And sometimes you just got to get your energy together. You got to meditate. You got to get in a quiet place. You might go to the library and just begin to chill by yourself. Go by the lake. Just relax. Chill. Listen to some meditation music or one of your favorite songs and just relax. Read a book. You know, do things that's going to be able to enhance your energy. And we have to go into this world every day. So, say if your job is, you don't really like it, your boss is always mean and stuff like that, either you can hope that they change, or you can just change jobs, because you want your energy to be good. You could be making $100,000 and you hate your job because your energy's bad, and you can go to a job making $50,000, but you love it because it's good energy. Energy is everything. So you have to be able to be cognitive of that. And don't let nobody disrupt your energy. I don't care if it's your cousin, your mama, your grandma, your auntie, whatever. Even on social media, if they are in your business too much, or they trying to tell you certain things that you don't agree with, just block them or unfriend them. That's all you got to do. If they're mad, that's okay. I blocked family members, friends, or whoever before. And I don't really block people too much, for real. Because my page is really positive, and I try to encourage people and inspire people daily. But sometimes you have to do that, and you have to block people out of your life sometimes. You have to block people, especially when they're negative. You can't, I don't care if it's your kid's father, your kid's mother. You might not be able to see your kid, but if they negative, they just got to stay away. And it's, sorry the kid got to take that loss, but it is what it is, because your peace is everything in this world and in this life. So I hope this message resonated with somebody today. Protect your energy. Protecting your energy. You have to protect it at all costs if you want to go to the next level, if you want to go to the next place in life. This is Stuart with your motivational moment. Make sure to check out my website, www.stuartmcclain.com. Also, make sure you share and subscribe to this podcast. Until next time.